Air. The voice carrying on has nowhere but here to go. This air it disperses into weaves with it, grows richer for its absorption, and the sound, lingering, gives its new echo a teasing overtone, tempting the strain of desire to vanish altogether. It's been a time of splitting. What time hasn't? The same old song, the weave I overhear as I shuttle its counterpoint. Am I richer for that? Compare balancing on a high wire with the first kiss of the netting after the fall that seems so far, so long, yet is no more than a breath, a faintness opening away. The sky's the limit, but a feather won't stir without atmosphere. Our word for only one band of those quick gases. If our breath could dissipate as far as that other shuttle orbits, what a breadth of inaudible music, what reprises flaring beyond their kind. On a mesa, an infant sits, hardly there, almost transparent, an inkling of himself becoming able, a poise imminent. As I write him, my pen shrinks, these letters shy of their aiming. He is no word. He is a thanksgiving of earth and air, knit of his waiting and my intent. Made of the same awe and hope, incredulous at this prospect, I lift him and gaze up. I kiss his forehead, his eyes, cheeks, chest, belly button, the tip of his penis, his thighs, knees, toes. All the air his shape gives me the honor of, the whole aspect of this body we may live. We float above the mesa, our shuttle launched for its own sake finally, adrift in a lyric mending. Who absorbs who in this dance? Whose father, whose son, whose bearer, whose born, becomes the name our being whispers to itself? Our return, the silence we gather into.